Whoops. There we are.
So professional.
That's fucking time.
That song's got every emotion rolled all up into one. Every single sound effect you could find in any kind of sound effect pack all rolled into one. Love it.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good. Did you know today is National Bisexual Day?
I heard something about it somewhere.
Somewhere in our fucking Discord, which is apparently bisexual furry center.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The last thing I fucking expected when we started doing this show was that we were going to be the number one podcast for porn and bisexual furries.
Bisexual furries. Did you celebrate at all? Did you get a cake or fuck a cake or anything?
Oh, I'm going to after the episode's over. I came right from work.
I didn't have time to fuck my cake.
No, I'm gonna fuck a guy.
Oh, that's cool. That's always good too. And then a girl, just for equality and all that shit.
No.
So who decided and then perpetuated or whatever the idea that today is National Bisexual Day? And what does that even mean?
Celebrate diversity and inclusion.
Oh.
Does that help?
I suppose it does.
I think every day is National Something Day. Every day of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Is there like a coalition, like a group of people? Somebody gets paid $100,000 a year to keep track of what day today is? That's the job I want. National Fuck a Penguin Day or whatever.
What? We need to come up with a day.
It's the Who's Right Podcast Day. Isn't that pretty easy? Heyman Pickle in the Morning Day.
National Shit Show Day.
The National Shit Show Day.
So one of the things that I was thinking as I was at work was, so I went on and checked our stats, and I was sitting there looking, and I'm thinking, is there something we can do to try to convince everybody that listens to sign up to our Patreon? Like, what can we do?
Should we just give them money? That's the only thing that convinces people. It's giving them money.
Well, so by my calculations, if everybody that listens to our show signs up, we can quit our jobs.
Really? Yeah, so let's do that. So I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Now you're in a fucking conversation.
Yeah, now I'm in. So what do we got to do?
Probably do a better show.
Yeah.
Like put more work into it.
Why
and
though?
And then do more of them.
I'm okay with more of them, but like more of them and more work. That's like more work and more work.
No, we could just get better.
Can we? I think we've proven that we can't.
So what if we say that if everybody signs up to our Patreon, we'll get better? Will that work?
Yeah. Yes, because the chances that 100% of the people sign up is zero, but maybe we can get like 99 of them to sign up.
Yeah, with that fucking attitude, it's zero.
Keep it down. So the 99% of them sign up, then we can almost quit our jobs, right?
I don't want to almost quit my job. I want to go in and shit on my boss's desk and say I'm outie.
All right. So what happens if everybody signs up, you shit on your boss's desk, and then everybody drops? Because they think it. I think that would be a funny prank for everybody to pull on you.
All right.
Let's see if we make that happen. Everybody sign up so Doug shits on his boss's desk.
So how about, can we at least commit that if we can quit our jobs and do this full time, we'll do it better and we'll take better care of our patrons than we do now.
Okay. First of all, you're going to have to define some terms. What does do better look like? Like, does that mean that we have to do more work?
If I say no, will you agree to it?
Yes, absolutely.
No more work at all.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm in. Let's do better.
All right.
Better. Better it is.
Let's take this to the next level.
Yes, yes. We haven't said that in a while.
All right.
Why don't you, the listeners, tell us what we need to do to make every single one of you sign up? How's that?
No.
Well, why not? Then we're giving them what they want.
They're all going to say do better.
We've already said that we're going to do that. We're committed to doing better.
okay, everybody that's listening that's not a patron, mm-hmm. send me an email with what it would take for you to sign up, and I'll create a checklist, and then we will start checking all that stuff off.
Yes, I love it.
Okay. So
don't put on the list, do better, because that's already been on the list and it's already been checked off. We're going to do better.
So send an email to doug.whosrightpodcast@gmail.com with what we need to do for you to sign up to our Patreon. Nothing is off the table. I want to quit my job. I want to.
Nothing is off the table. I want to quit my job. That's so awesome. Does your boss listen?
So, you know, I see people on social media or whatever, and mm-hmm. somebody will say, hey, on your show, say this. Mm-hmm. And they'll say things like, I'm not your fucking jukebox. You're not going to tell me what to do. I'm taking the other stance. Mm-hmm. I will be your personal whore mm-hmm. if you sign up for our Patreon.
Like, hand up the butt puppet and everything.
What? I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I want to quit my job.
This is so awesome. Your integrity is what really keeps this show going, I think. Wait, no, honesty. I meant your honesty. That's what I meant to say.
Okay, so if given the opportunity to do live your current shitty life, uh-huh. or mm-hmm. let's say that we make enough money on Patreon to quit our jobs.
Right.
Okay, then. So how much do we need to make? And then if we're making that much doing Patreon, we should do like 4 Patreon shows a week.
Okay, if we were both able to quit our jobs, wouldn't it make sense that we would do like 5 or 6 shows a week?
Well, I'm not going to work weekends.
Awesome. Nothing is off the table. But I'm not going to work weekends. That's so awesome. So,
well, we already record a Sunday show.
All right, so fine. 5 shows a week. Sunday shows is gone, so we got our weekends back, right?
No.
Oh.
5 shows a week. Mm-hmm. We'll do 7 shows a week.
All right.
How many of those are going to be bonus only?
2, 3, 3, right?
So we're giving more to the free than to the Patreon?
So the goal is to keep growing the show, right? You have to give away stuff free to keep growing, isn't it?
The goal is to quit my fucking job.
But you want it to be sustainable. You got to bring in new people all the time. As old people realize what shitbags we are and drop the Patreon, we got to bring in
fuck,
the new
I forgot
people.
About that. Fuck. Oh, okay. Yeah. What this would be a good goal.
All right.
If we make enough on Patreon for mm-hmm. me to quit my job, I will stream me quitting my job.
Will you stream you shitting on your boss's desk?
I don't know. If that's on the checklist.
Well, it is now. I think you just put it on there. So you will stream you quitting your job for three. I want to see you do a 3-day stream, like 3 days straight. Is that even possible?
Fuck you.
And nothing is off the table, buddy.
You're not signed up for the fucking Patreon.
How about this? You do a 3-day stream and I'll come in once a day for an hour and do my do a regular 1 hour a day.
Oh, fuck. All right. Oh, anyway, so send doug.whosrightpodcast@gmail.com, or you can go to whosrightpodcast.com,
or you can
go to
Twitter.
You can go anywhere.
Just go to Patreon and sign up.
Yeah.
Make it easier.
Sly, if you're listening, I want to get the URL. I want to quit my job.com.
Is that our new landing page? Doug wants to quit his job.com.
You know what? Fuck it. If I'm whoring myself out, I'm going full whore. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. A super chat. Quitting my job $1.99 at a time.
Oh shit. This is great. I think you should pre-quit your job.
Muppet.
Signing up to Patreon gives you a bigger peepee. 100%. Sorry, 100%. I didn't see the exclamation points.
But wait, there's more. So I started watching this documentary last night. It's mediocre documentary with Tom and Dave or Dan and Phil or Bob and Tom or something. But it's about these two guys that started a podcast that got really popular. Mm-hmm. And now the documentary is about how popular they are. Well, at least that's when I quit watching
it. What? I've never heard of that show.
I think the name of the show is A Mediocre Podcast.
Oh. Hmm.
But anyway, they have like hundreds of thousands of listeners, and you know, they're talking about all the shirts they sell, and mm-hmm. The people were talking about how they just love them because the humor's so crude, and like, these motherfuckers, man.
You fuckers aren't crude.
And all it was 100% jealousy on my part. That's that's all it was.
So then you're like, I want to quit my job. I want to do what they're doing. I am with you.
I'm even wearing one of our fucking shirts on our show. I never do that.
Manscaped. Right here.
Yeah, you're wearing a shirt of the people that fucked us out of money, so I can't quit my fucking job.
I'm trying to sell product. I'm trying to move units here.
No, but they fucked us out of money. It's like you're on team them. I want you to be on team us.
I'm on team comfortable shirt. It's a nice team to be on.
So are you saying that our shirts aren't comfortable?
No, they're fine. They can be part of team comfortable shirt too.
Okay, so somebody could go there to that. I'm not even saying the name of that shit company. Somebody could go there. I'm pointing at you. You can't tell.
Uh-huh.
Somebody could go there and buy 10 units, as you say,
uh-huh.
And we get $0 because they fucked us.
But they sent me 2 shirts.
Oh, okay.
They sent me 2 very comfortable shirts. They're very soft on my titties.
All right. It's enough of that shit. Now, I should get penalized for if I say that our Patreon again the rest of this episode because we spent so much time talking about it.
Fuck all that. I am with you. I am 100% want to quit my job. That'd be great. Stream all the time. But I am every single day blown away that we have made it to the level that we've even made it to at all.
Fuck that. No, I don't want to hear that shit.
No, I'm just telling you where I'm at. That's where I'm at.
If that's where you're at, then I don't care where you're at.
Awesome. Oh, shit.
Somebody in the chat says maybe your shirts would sell more if you could actually wear them in public without being lynched. What kind of attitude is that?
What fun is that? Maybe those are the patrons we need to make up for, the ones that get killed wearing our merchandise.
Okay, so that just gave me an idea for a T-shirt.
All right.
Don't lynch me.
Don't lynch me, bro.
That'll be up tonight.
That's pretty funny.
All right, can we actually get to the fucking show?
The meat and potatoes?
All right. So this... I'm just at the top story working my way down.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've seen the new symptoms for COVID.
No. Oh, boy.
Mom reveals 7-year-old scary symptoms like red eyes and chapped lips after suffering coronavirus-linked condition.
What? All right.
The mother of a 7-year-old boy who battled a COVID-related disease has issued a fearful warning to her fellow parents, talking of her son's eyes turning red and chapped lips. Like, this is a real story.
Wait. You skipped over the important... What's a COVID-related disease? What does that mean? AIDS?
So, I seen that, mm-hmm. And I was kind of curious what a COVID-related disease is, and I was... In my mind, I locked into like when HIV started, you know, there was AIDS and then there was, you know, you died of AIDS complications.
Mm-hmm.
So I just assume there are COVID compilation. it's just funny to me that like they are running out of ways to scare you. Now, when your kid comes in from sledding, he caught COVID.
Your kid's eyes are red. He's got COVID. Shit. This little byline says the mother of a 7-year old, whatever, issued a warning. It might as well say the mother of a 7-year old wants you to be scared if your kid has red eyes. That's like, what? What's the point of that? Why try to keep everybody scared? I don't understand. Does it sell more shit? Is that what it is?
I don't even know that this says anything about hating Donald Trump.
No, I don't believe that for a minute. I feel like if I hadn't gotten him in, or if the doctor had said he just had a stomach bug and gone home, we would be in a very different position right now. You just make shit up. Maybe he would have died.
The doctor said he was really dehydrated and he needed to get to the hospital right away because he could be having the Kawasaki-like syndrome that kids were getting.
Motorcycle? What? Your kid's like the Fonz. He's riding a fucking motorcycle. We can't have that.
So do you know what Kawasaki disease is?
No idea.
I think it's like the flu.
Oh.
I think you get a fever.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second.
Why the fuck do they call it Kawasaki disease?
So that's not what the article says, though. They didn't say you got Kawasaki disease. You got the Kawasaki-like disease.
Oh.
Okay, so it's COVID-related. Kawasaki-like.
Oh, my God. The kid just had a runny nose. That's all. That's it.
Okay, so Kawasaki disease. A condition that causes inflammation in some blood vessels in the body. It's most common in infants and young children. Very rare. Fewer than 20,000 cases per year. It also affects lymph nodes, skin, and mucous membranes, such as inside the mouth. Kawasaki disease is usually treatable. Initial treatments include aspirin.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. You should have led with that. Jesus Christ, man.
And it's not even that one. It's one like it.
You're going to have to give him a generic aspirin. No Tylenol for this kid.
So you're one of these moms like this. You're in a panic. Your kid's got chapped lips. You take him to the doctor. The doctor's like, here, just take a fucking Flintstone vitamin. Get the fuck out of here. There's nothing wrong with him. Should we call the papers?
The doctor said, we already did. We got a reporter. We got a reporter on the way.
I got it on the teletype right now.
We're going to have to keep your kid here for evaluation by the journalists.
What's the scariest headline you can come up with for chap lips?
God, that's fucking nuts. I wonder. So I've always wondered this. When they write an article like this, there's got to be a guy that breaks it down. Like, how much money did this headline generate? They have to be able to break it down like that, right? I mean,
you can do that. I think that's like automatic. I mean,
the clicks come in and they record it. Basically, I'm wondering what the numbers are, how much this a stupid article like this, how much money it generated in clicks.
Well, probably $40.
Yeah. Is their integrity worth $40?
All right. I'm going to pull an Anthony here and we're going to backtrace the guy that wrote it. Oh, this looks legit. Jack Williams.
Yep. Sounds about right.
All right.
What else you got for me, Jack Williams?
Jack Williams. So you can't even click his name. So Jack Williams.
That means he's a good journalist.
All right. What do we got? Teen charged with murder of Bernard College student Tessa Majors, heard on wiretap confessing to his jailed dad.
What? I don't know what any of those words mean.
Coronavirus death toll from Maine wedding rises to 7, with 176 testing positive as cases spread to jail and rehab. What? Holy fuck.
So they went to a wedding and then jail and rehab? That must have been a hell of a wedding.
Man, 24, filmed himself sexually assaulting girl, 8, and posted vid on Snapchat before fiance caught him.
Before she caught him?
Yeah.
Interesting. Why the fuck would you do that? Why would you post something like that on Snapchat? I don't understand.
Why would you do that? Why would you post it? Why would you do it?
That's what I meant. Why would you post it?
Trump warns Biden offers radical socialist agenda that will tear down our country and destroy jobs.
So what? Isn't it weird that like Donald Trump will just say just a random thing and then that's a headline and they get clicks? So basically these people are getting paid for what Donald Trump says, like just reprinting what Donald Trump says. It's so weird.
Yeah. I don't like Jack Williams, it appears.
Why?
I don't, because he's a fucking journalist. I don't understand. How shitty would you feel if that was your job? Somebody's got chapped lips and your boss says, okay, I need you to take this story and try to scare the shit out of people.
Uh-huh.
How would you feel? Like if.
So apparently this guy feels about good about
my,
it.
Talk about my lack of integrity for whoring myself out for $5 a month.
Right. So what do you think a journalist makes? I mean, how much money do they make?
I imagine somebody like this is probably just cranking out 60, 70 stories a day.
Yeah.
And then if somebody buys one or posts or whatever, they get their click money or whatever the fuck. I wonder if he gets paid in clicks, like a check with 72 clicks.
72 clicks. Here's your $8. Huh. It seems to me like the whole business model for journalism now is just fucked. It's just not really like it's conducive to this kind of garbage, you know?
Don't you think that the business model for these type of journalists is the same as the business model for podcasters? Let's just make our show as fucked up as possible, or put anything in the whatever that's called,
title. The title of the show. Yeah. Just to draw people in, basically.
Yeah. I mean, you go on Twitter and you look at podcast tweets, and it's like Kevin Smith is not on this week.
Yeah, we tried to get Kevin Smith, but couldn't. Yeah, I mean, I guess. Just the whole, maybe it's just the internet culture, the you know, just the way you have to draw people in. I don't know. Just because it's like you can't just make quality content because nobody will ever hear it. Nobody will know. Nobody can tell quality content from shit content. You know what I mean? Without Kevin Smith coming this way. I want to get into the paparazzi business where you take pictures of celebrities. I think that'd be awesome. Like just hang out at the airport and take pictures of people that, you know, look like celebrities.
What if we're pre-paparazzi? We take pictures of people before they're famous.
just random people. I mean, that'd be even better. We just mob people that are not just regular people.
Yeah, and we would just princess die the shit out of people, running them into bridges and shit.
I love it. Oh my God, that's a great idea. How about we just mob people that look like celebrities? We find people that look like celebrities and just mob the shit out of them.
What about like a cover band paparazzi?
Oh, that's a great idea. I think we should follow some cover band around on tour. Like we do their, we're embedded with a cover band as like a journalist podcast. We cover their tour.
So, you know, most of them probably have regular day jobs, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, they have to. What for? Neil Diamond cover band is just fucking
standing next to him at the fucking grocery store.
That makes it even better. We're humanizing these people.
What was that fucking band that I seen? God damn it. I think they dressed up like Kiss.
Oh, boy.
But did... Fuck, I can't remember. King's Kiss. That's what it was.
King's Kiss.
Let's be King's Kiss cover band. King's Kiss paparazzi.
All right. What is that? I thought Kiss had a cover band where they were all midgets, like Little Kiss or something like that. am I wrong about that? Maybe I'm remembering something wrong.
All right. So I need to know.
It'd be so awesome if that's real.
and they all like sound like they're singing with helium.
Yeah. Even better.
Kiss Midget cover band.
Kiss Midget cover band. Oh boy.
Mini Kiss. Yep.
Mini Kiss. I was close. Little Kiss would have been funnier. They missed an opportunity there.
All right. I got to see if I can get this on the screen. All right. Everything's going to be all fucked up. So.
All right.
Mini Kiss shouted out loud. Probably a fucking copyright.
I'm sure. Are you playing a video or just a picture? Oh. They look awesome.
Hottest band in the world. Mini Kiss. Yes.
They're all playing ukulele.
Put your hands together.
You talk about me not having any fucking integrity. Fuck you. Seriously, that guy with the white guitar, his guitar is as big as he is.
We gotta do it any other way.
I don't even know the words.
I don't even think there's a drummer back there.
Alright, how do we get Mini Kiss on the show?
Just ask. I want to see them. We're only going to need one little box for all four of them. They don't even have to be in their own fucking boxes. Oh, God. Midget jokes are just too easy. Just too easy.
Okay, right. So I'm changing my mind. I don't want to do King's Kiss anymore.
Uh-huh.
I want to do Mini Kiss. I want to be...
You want to follow Mini Kiss around? We are officially a Mini Kiss podcast. Oh God.
All right.
So if we are able to quit our jobs, we could do our regular show, and we could also do like niche shows on the side. We could follow Mini Kiss around as like a sideshow.
Yeah, all these great ideas that we've had.
Sideshow. That worked out perfect.
All these great ideas that we've had, We can act on them.
Right. We'd have all the opportunity to do it. Oh, God. That's great. That's a great idea. Bing. Tristone. Top 5 hidden COVID symptoms. Number 1, going on Facebook. Number 2, chapped lips. Number 3, being political. Number 4, 5G. 5G is my favorite. Number 5, racism.
Fuck, we both got COVID.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. Fucking 5G.
All right. Chap lips check.
Chap lips check.
So this one I labeled horrible alibi. Oh, so that'll tell you what's coming up. Ready? Horrible alibi. Do you remember The Amazing Kreskin?
No. I don't know what that is.
From Johnny Carson.
Is that the one where he had the fucking turban?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he answered the questions.
Yeah, so he would put the answer on his head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he would read the question.
Yep.
And I just did that same thing by saying, a horrible alibi. All right.
Right over my head.
Woman text boyfriend, I hope your mom likes being burned alive before starting deadly fire.
What the fuck?
All right. So I don't believe that this woman is very smart after reading this story.
All right.
A woman angry at her boyfriend texted him, I hope your mom likes being burned alive, before allegedly setting a house on fire and killing her and two children.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Abianna Williams, 21, sent a threatening text message to her boyfriend on the night of September 3rd. I'm outside your mom's house. I hope your mom likes being burned alive, states the text minutes before the fire, according to an affidavit by police department. Oh, Williams is accused of killing her boyfriend's mother and grandchildren, 8 and 4. In the case of this, they are 18 and 18.
Right.
Williams denied starting a fire and being at the address on the night of the fire. However, a friend of Williams told police that he dropped her off near that address that night shortly before 11:30. The friend said that before getting out of the car, Williams told someone on the phone, "I hope your mama likes burning alive."
Jesus Christ.
Williams was mad at her boyfriend because she thought he was cheating on her. And she said she planned to throw a rock through the window. Weston's home caught on fire about 4 minutes after the neighbor saw a black woman packing outside. I'm assuming that means parking. According to the affidavit, the woman asked to borrow a lighter from a neighbor and was seen heading towards the house.
Oh, Jesus. Somebody knocks on your door. "Hey, can I borrow your lighter? I need to light this house on fire." Jesus.
According and after the fire, William's boyfriend was spotted holding the same lighter.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is genius.
A neighbor's surveillance video recorded glass shattering sound at 11:24 and captured the woman a minute later walking around the house.
Seems like the evidence is stacking up.
We need Hamilton and Piccolo on this case.
When the Lansing Fire Department 8 minutes later, the home was already engulfed in flames. That sentence doesn't make any sense.
It's because they try to kick this shit out as fast as possible.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to start our own news source.
I agree 100%. We could fucking, hold on, put this on pause for a second. Do you know the news, not news site, do you know the website Medium? Have you ever seen articles come from Medium?
No, but I used to watch a show called Medium.
Me too. I love that show.
Cool. You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
If we quit our jobs, we'll do a Medium podcast.
Yes. Yes, we will. Right now, we're doing a small one, but we'll definitely do a Medium one.
Right. Did you want to upsize that?
That's the name of our podcast.
All right, come on. Get back on track. What were you saying?
I already forgot. Oh, God. What the hell was I saying?
Medium.
Oh, yeah. So there's a website called Medium that I think some people don't realize that they use it as like a news source almost, but anybody can publish to Medium and it's like it looks official. So we should just start publishing articles on Medium. People don't realize that it's not even a real news source. It's awesome.
So we could say, like, when Kevin Smith was on Who's Right podcast, he came out as being anti-
I mean, we'd get sued, but yeah, we could say whatever we want.
Kevin Smith is a fucking generic name.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. You're right. Damn. Good idea.
Kevin Smith of Clerks fame.
Clerks there's been is lots a generic of Clerks. Name.
There's been lots of different Clerks.
There's so many Clerks. Fat Kevin Smith. Anyways, that was all. We should start our own news source. I'm good. I think we should start a ultra liberal news source. Not even ultra liberal, just anything. We can go back and forth. It doesn't even matter. Just say whatever. Whatever headlines we can come up with, and then the story is just fluff and see how many clicks we can get.
Do we get paid? Can I quit my job?
I mean, yeah, you can quit your job whenever you want. Are you asking me for permission?
Okay, if we do this, if we start putting it, let's say we pause the podcast and put all of our energy into headlines, mm-hmm. and we generate 200,000 clicks, mm-hmm. can I quit my job? Like, and still maintain the same life that I have? Do I get paid?
200,000 clicks is like $6, isn't it? I don't know what. I don't have
no
idea.
So the answer is yes.
Yes. Yeah. Your life won't change a bit. So does Jay Leno still do that where he reads funny headlines? Because we could get on Jay Leno.
So that's the plan.
That's our plan. We're going to get on Jay Leno.
So we go. Okay. We stop the podcast. Mm-hmm. Then we get on Jay Leno. Mm-hmm. Then we start the podcast and say, you know, from Jay Leno or featuring Jay Leno featuring Doug and Anthony.
Right. Doug and Anthony from the Jay Leno show.
This is genius. Next question. Does anybody watch Jay Leno anymore?
I'm like 99% sure Jay Leno's not even on the air anymore.
Fuck. Okay.
So I think that just proves that I don't watch Jay Leno, so I don't even know.
We get Joe Rogan to start doing headline bits.
Perfect. I'm in.
Then we do the headlines.
Right.
Then we get on Joe Rogan.
It's genius.
Then
it's
we restart the podcast.
It's like, why didn't we do this before? I mean, all you got to do is follow the steps. We should write a book, The Steps to Success. Step one, get on Joe Rogan.
You know, there's been a whole bunch of, there's a whole bunch of publications out there on how to put together a successful podcast.
Sure.
So we're not going to cover that.
You can find that elsewhere. We're going to give you the hard to find information.
We don't want to reinvent the wheel. Just do all that shit. Then get on Joe Rogan.
Right. We're giving you the advanced steps.
All right. Get on Joe Rogan. Check. Get on.
Is it possible to have a podcast in 2020 and not ever mention Joe Rogan? Is that even a possibility? Because, I mean, that's like you just can't escape it. You know what I mean?
I've seen some shit that it looks like there's a whole bunch of rigmarole going on over there on Spotify that they're not going to publish some of his episodes. And it was like all the reasons why he said he was leaving YouTube because of censorship.
Yes. So apparently there's a group of people at Spotify that are like, they want editorial control. They want to be able to listen to his episodes before it goes live and say, we're cutting this part out. We're cutting this part out, or we're just not going to publish the whole episode. Like, that's why would they even think that they could do that?
I would be okay with that.
Why?
$200 million a year after I give you your $50 million. Fuck. I wouldn't even record an episode if they're going to.
Once I sign the contracts, it's joke's on you. I ain't recording shit.
No, I'm not saying I would be a dick about it, but I'll make it easy for them. I just won't say anything. You don't have to not cut anything.
You can watch me sit for 4 hours and just stare at the camera. That's my job. I stare at the camera for 4 hours a day.
Okay, so you know how, like, you don't even want to, we've had all the advertising conversations and all that shit. Mm-hmm. You don't even want to get into advertising just because of having to change your message, I guess, or worry about what you say.
If that's part of it, but if that's what you think it is, you're misunderstanding. I don't want...
For the sake of the conversation I'm trying to drive to, we have to pretend that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So how much would it take for you, realistically, for you to be okay with somebody editing the show?
And taking out what they don't like?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Yes. Realistically.
Like, are you looking for like a yearly amount? Like, how much would I make a year? Me, personally?
Sure.
I'd probably say around... $250,000 a year.
You are full of shit. 100% full of shit.
Why?
Because I think
that's a lot of money.
Right. And I think that right now, if somebody was to say, look, we're going to pay you $80,000 a year and have complete control of the content. And I would say, is that $80,000 a piece or together? No. That's together. Oh, okay. So $40,000 a piece minus taxes. Yeah. Okay. So that's $30,000 a piece. I would say, okay, Anthony, so for $30,000 a year, we get to continue doing the same show, but somebody's going to edit it. And you'd say, okay.
So it would depend on how you presented it to me. If you said it like that, I would probably be like, no, I don't. But if you said, hey, I got this deal that I want to go through with, I'd be like, if you want to go through with it, let's do it. I don't care. No, you're wrong. Because I already know, no matter how much money they gave us, even if it was $250,000, it would be maybe 1 year. Because as soon as somebody else starts taking out what they don't think is funny, okay, our show's done. I mean, nobody will listen anymore.
Hold on. I disagree.
Okay.
Okay. We can be funny without...
What? I was just disagreeing with my facial expression.
We can work clean. We don't have to work blue, as we say in the business.
Okay. What business are you talking about? All right. Do you really believe that?
Yes. I'm willing to prove it.
All right. How?
The rest of the show, we're going to work clean.
What? Fuck that.
It means $30,000.
One time.
No, you can still say fuck.
Oh. All right. What can't I say?
Blacks are bad.
All right. Okay. Can I say whites are good?
No.
Have we talked about trans people yet?
We have a trans story. We'll get to that. I was just going to go through the list of things that you can't say.
All right, go ahead. Let's go. So let's say, what can't I say?
I was in the
why
moment.
Why is it just me? Why can't you not say anything?
Because you're the racist one. I'm the one that holds this ship together.
You're the glue. Oh shit! All right, what can't I say? Is it just I don't like black people? That's all I can't say.
No racial slurs.
Okay, that's easy enough. That's easy enough.
For all races, not just black people.
All right. Okay. $30,000. Okay. What else we got?
You have to separate in your mind that mm-hmm. I'm going to hypnotize you. Got it. I'm going to hypnotize you.
All right. Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Your eyes are getting heavy or something.
Okay. That didn't take much.
You're walking through a tunnel.
Okay.
The sound of my voice is calming you.
Okay.
I'm going to continue talking for a little bit because I can't think of what else to make you hypnotize you.
All right. I'm hypnotized.
But when I snap my fingers, you are going to be hypnotized. Not beforehand.
Okay. I'm not hypnotized yet then.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. One. Two, three. All right. Anthony.
Yes.
Black people are our friends.
Yes. Black people are our friends.
For the rest of this show, I need you to disassociate your feelings of inadequacy that you have and how you take it out on black people.
Yes. My penis is very small. Yes.
I need you to disassociate black people and their love of watermelon for the rest of this show.
Yes. Okay. I think I can do that for you, Doug.
Black people hate fried chicken.
Oh, okay. That black one was people, a little rough.
Black people love their kids. And stay with their kids.
Yes.
They don't drive big old cars.
Okay.
I think you can ask questions when you're hypnotized.
Is that a negative stereotype?
It doesn't matter if it's negative.
Okay.
We're getting rid of all the stereotypes.
Oh, okay. Are they still good at basketball?
Yes.
Okay.
But they're not ball hogs.
Oh, that's good.
And the cocoa butter is for everybody.
That's a conspiracy.
You're fucking hypnotized.
Sorry. Yes, I agree.
It makes perfectly logical sense why hair activator is always under lock and key at the store. Don't question it.
No questions. No questions from the crowd.
I should program you now that you're hypnotized to be my CIA operative that goes and breaks out all the activator.
It just sets it on the shelf next to it.
Yeah. So there's no reason why black people should be made to feel like that. Right. So you take a product that is a black person product and that's the only thing in the store that is behind that you have to ask for assistance on.
Mm-hmm. If I ran a store, and for 10 years, I ran this store and I took inventory every year. And every year, nothing was stolen.
Except for activator.
Except for the activator.
And beeper batteries.
I think I would start locking up tampons. Just, you know, just why not? Don't lock up the stuff that doesn't get stolen.
So, you know, you got fucking electronics, that's out in the open. Yes. Car parts, that's out in the open.
They put big, huge bins of candy bars out front.
outside. They put shit outside. Yes. They put work boots and work gloves outside in big bins. And then, okay, after this we're gonna do clean.
And next episode. Oh shit. Oh my god. I've always wondered that. Do you think that they really steal hair act? Is I don't even know if it's expensive. I mean, is that a thing that happens? People just steal hair activator? I just always assumed that they locked it up because they did. Maybe they really are racist. I don't fucking know.
Let's see here. What do I look up? Black people hair
activator? You black people steal hair activator. Your search history is going to be awesome. It's all kinds of like stuff about kid fucking and black people.
Hair activator theft rates. How's that? That should get me where I want to go.
Is that like the FBI database?
AG curl?
What? All right. They haven't broken down by brand or what?
Oh yeah, well, we're not getting into this. I can't
can't parse the numbers.
All right. Oh, so, what was our trans story?
I don't know. Oh my gosh. Here we go.
In honor of National Bisexual Day. Largest study to date confirms overlap between autism and gender diversity. People who do not identify with the sex they were assigned at birth are 3 to 6 times as likely to be autistic as cisgender people are. Okay, this begots, is that right? This is like a chicken egg conversation.
Mm-hmm. Like which came first, the gender dysphoria or the autism?
Yeah, so maybe there's something to be said that if you cut your dick off, mm-hmm. you get autism.
Like from a dirty knife or what? Has anybody looked into that? Maybe that's what's going on here.
So don't you think that, okay, this study, which is published, mm-hmm. I don't even know what that means. I mean, anything on the internet is published.
Our podcast is published. Jesus Christ.
This study, which is published, is suggesting quite strongly mm-hmm. with numbers that transgender people are 6 times more likely to be autistic mm-hmm. than people that don't cut off their parts.
Yeah.
That's huge. That's like break it. This should be everywhere.
Should it?
Yes.
I don't understand how. I don't think it's huge. You know why it's not huge? Because once they said autism is a spectrum, it goes from.
Oh, fuck.
Everybody has autism. I mean, so what do those numbers even mean?
It doesn't say. It doesn't mean everybody has autism. It means autism is a spectrum. Is that clear now?
That's a little bit clear. Does it even make sense to you that autism is a spectrum?
Yes.
What? Why? Why can't they be different things? Like, this is autism. This is not autism.
Because right? You can be autistic. Or you can be mildly autistic, or you can be super fucking autistic, or you can be ridiculously autistic.
Ridiculously autistic. You're just a caricature. You're not even a real person.
I don't understand why
would that be? Why would it all be under the umbrella of autism? It's not like AIDS and gonorrhea aren't like a spectrum of sexually transmitted diseases.
No, I don't think you know what spectrum means.
Like a rainbow, right? I don't know what I know what it means, but I don't know how to explain it. Like a spectrum.
Right.
You explain it.
Hold on a second. Okay. So if having the flu mm-hmm. is that's on a spectrum. Mm-hmm. You can be super flu-like, like where you're almost dying, or you can just have some of the symptoms. It's the same thing with autism. Autism and the flu are the same. You can almost die from autism.
Awesome. I figure the only way you could die from autism is if you walk out in front of a car chasing your ball or whatever.
Somebody threw my helmet.
I don't know. It just seems backwards to me to say that people that are just a little bit socially awkward now have autism, because the autism is a spectrum. Why can't you just say, yeah, they're kind of weird? Like, what, what's wrong with that?
Just because somebody is socially awkward does not mean that they have autism.
Have you been on Twitter? Yes, it does.
I don't give a fuck about Twitter. All right. Why? What? Oh, fuck.
Why? Why? What? What the fuck?
What is the autism spectrum?
Okay.
Autism spectrum disorder is a complex. It's complex. It says right there.
Now I understand.
Developmental condition that involves persistent challenges in social interaction, speak and nonverbal communication, and restricted repetitive behaviors. The effects of ASD, and it's got its own acronym, and the severity of symptoms are different in each person. What's so hard to understand about this?
Transgender. I don't
know. There are five different types of autism. Autistic disorder, pervasive developmental disorder, Asperger syndrome, childhood disintegrative disorder, and Rett syndrome, a rare genetic disorder.
I think I got Rett syndrome. So does this article, did you read this article? Does it say why they think that people with autism have gender dysphoria, or do they say, you said it's a chicken and egg thing. Do they say what they think is, like, which one's the chicken and which one's the egg?
I'm going to read this, see if that answers your question.
All right.
Autistic people are more likely than neurotypical people to be gender diverse, several studies show, and gender diverse people are more likely to have autism than cisgender people. Does that answer your question?
It does not.
I don't even know what your question was.
It irritates me. They used two made up words like in the same, like in one sentence, neurotypical and gender diversity, like in the same sentence. Jesus fuck. What? It's like La La Land.
Neurotypical is not a made up word.
Yes, it is. Neurotypical. No, yes, that's normal. The word is fucking normal. Neurotypical. Jesus fuck, man. Don't buy into this bullshit.
It's not this is taking our side and you're against it.
Neurotypical?
This article is on our side of things.
I don't have a side.
You
my
have
side,
a side?
My side is the truth. Can't even say that without laughing.
I don't even understand. You're such a contrarian that you argue with people on your own side.
Yes. Neurotypical.
This is saying that people that are transgender are suffering from brain damage.
Is that what it's saying?
That's the way I'm reading it.
Okay, yeah, so they're neurotypical. Now, okay, I'm on board. I'm telling you, I hate the word neurotypical. It drives me crazy.
When is the last time you heard neurotypical?
I don't know. It's been a while, but I mean, they use it.
Unless you're reading fucking Brain Doctor magazines.
You're wrong about that.
Fuck you. I'm doing a deep dive.
The social justice warriors use that. Instead of saying normal.
Typical. When was it used first? history.
There's like some kind of a program that shows like the usage of words over time. It's pretty interesting.
All right. 1998 is the first. And that was pre-COVID. Social justice warriors. So fuck you. It's a real word.
Okay.
I forgot where I was at. Oh, yeah. I was going to read this. The five data sets together include 641,860 people, mostly adults, 30,000 of which have autism, and 3,777 identify as gender diverse. The majority of the data from about 500,000 people came from an online survey conducted as part of a 2000 about autism. See?
So, okay. What I got out of that is that me and you could start an online survey and publish the results, and we can just say whatever we want. Just an online survey is no way to conduct a study.
Yeah, but they're diverse, and they're
neurodiverse,
neurotypical.
Oh shit!
God, you're against everything. You are the only person I've met that is against everything.
Both sides of everything. Yes. If this is the case, is this good news or bad news?
Good news.
Why?
Because now when somebody goes in and wants to cut their dick off, you treat them for autism and they won't want to cut their dick off.
Interesting. That's an interesting take, actually. I wonder if the publishing of this story is going to like upset trans people. It almost has to, right?
Do autistic people know how to get upset?
I think they're always upset.
They just rock harder, don't they?
I don't know. They don't talk. Those are the ones that don't talk are my favorite.
All right, whatever.
This is crazy. So I wonder if, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's fucking nuts to think about, like, there's a rise in autism for whatever reason, lead in the fucking water or whatever. And then that makes people want to not be men anymore or not be women anymore. It's just a weird thing.
Okay. So I think we are breaking this wide open.
You think so?
Yes.
All right.
So the corporations under Trump's regime has started dumping pollution in the water.
Yes, they have. Absolutely.
Okay, so that is a fact.
Yes, lead in the water, right?
Okay, lead in the water. It is a fact that lead in the water causes autism.
Yes.
It is also a fact that autism causes people to be transgender.
Yes. So lead causes transgenderism.
No, Trump causes transgenderism.
Oh, fuck. I took it back. I didn't take it back enough steps. Yes, Trump. Trump causes, and Trump was voted in by racists. So racism causes autism, right?
Right.
Fuck, man. We're... breaking it wide open. You're right. God damn.
So what causes racism? White people.
White people. Yes.
So white people caused themselves to cut their dicks off.
Wait, first we have to figure out what causes white people.
What's that shit that black people have that white people don't?
Nice TVs. Nice TVs cause autism. Melatonin, right? Melanin.
Rent-a-center furniture.
Oh, yes. We can trace this all back to Rent-a-center.
Rent-a-center causes transgenders.
I love it. You want a fucking PlayStation? It's going to cost you $9,000 and you have autism.
Do you think that more black people or white people go to Rent-A-Center for their shit?
If I had just strictly a guess, I would say more white people.
Do you think Rent-A-Center supports Black Lives Matter?
Probably. Yeah. I would say yes. Yeah. I would almost think they would have to, otherwise they wouldn't be able to rent their shit. They wouldn't let them rent anything. Do you think I'm right? Do you think it's white people that go to Rent-A-Center more?
I don't know. Should we ask them?
I think that white people want to keep up the appearance of having nice things, and black people just, I don't, maybe they just steal or sell drugs to get nice things. That was terrible. I don't fucking know, man. I don't know.
Somebody in the chat says that Mexicans go to Rent-A-Center more.
Really?
Okay. Hmm. Okay. So we can solve this one of two ways.
All right.
So we can ask if we have any listeners that work at Rent-A-Center or have worked at Rent-A-Center or any of the rental places.
Yeah, yeah.
The last time I did that, I started getting pictures from mail trucks.
Which is awesome.
Or we can just call them right now and, one, ask them that question, and, two, ask them if they support Black Lives Matter.
Yes. Yes. That way we can get this solved right now.
Okay, hold on. Rent-A-Center. Pick a state. Somebody in the Discord chat, pick a state. Nevada, Nevada is not a state. Yeah. Right.
You said Nevada is not a state.
I meant a city. Nevada Rent-A-Center. We need to do time zones. We need the time zone that's not 7 o'clock p.m. yet. Which one's that? That's to the left, right?
I don't know time zones.
Oh, fuck. Okay. What time is it in California? Hold on. Fuck.
This is all too much.
Is it?
I just want to call Rent-A-Center.
All right. California, it's 4:57. Okay, it's 4:57 in California right now, so there's still time.
Do you think so?
So Los Angeles Rent-A-Center. All right. I'm doing all the legwork. You're going to do the talking.
Oh, God damn it. Hold on. Oh, fuck. This is going to be rough.
All right. Hold, please. See if you can get them to either scream Black Lives Matter or to tell you that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization.
They got to pick one.
Yeah, depending on which way the conversation's going. All right. You ready?
As ready as I'm going to be.
I hope this is as good as your Target call.
Yes, sell underwear.
All right. Here we go. And you're on. You're on with Rent-A-Center.
Thanks for calling Rent-A-Center.
Hi, I'm calling from the Community Leadership Involving Teens. We're kind of an offshoot of the loosely affiliated Black Identity Agency. I was wondering if Rent-A-Center had a statement on Black Lives Matter.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
I was calling to see if Rent-A-Center had a statement on Black Lives Matter.
Had a sign?
A statement? Would you like to make a statement about Black Lives Matter?
You want to speak to my manager?
Would you like to make a statement?
No.
Do you not support Black Lives Matter?
Of course I do. I believe everybody should have the same rights, no matter what diversity they are.
So you're saying all lives matter?
Of course.
Do you realize that by saying all lives matter, you're sort of subjugating the Black Lives Matter movement?
I don't see it that way, to be honest with you.
Can I just get you to say Black Lives Matter?
If you want to talk to my manager, you're more than welcome to. But yes, Black Lives do matter.
Okay, thank you. That's all I needed. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
All right.
I felt so bad for her. I couldn't do it because I felt bad. I was like, are you saying all lives matter? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't know if I've told you. Mm-hmm. You suck at prank phone calls.
I don't think you have to tell me. I know. I already know that. I don't know why, but I feel like I'm on the spot. I'm the one doing it, and I feel like I'm on the spot. You want to try it?
They already made their statement.
No, call back. Call back and ask to talk to the manager.
Do you realize you have an employee that is taking a political stance?
Do you know they said what? My goal would be to, if we do this enough, I would be willing to bet we can get picked up on a conservative news site. Somebody will post this on Facebook saying that they got a call out of nowhere, you know, harassing them about Black Lives Matter. And then the conservative news sites will pick that shit up. How awesome would that be?
All right. I'm not going to call Rent-A-Center.
All right.
I am going to do. Does California have Dollar Generals?
I think so.
I'm going to find out why the fuck they put hair activator behind the plastic things.
Perfect. And get them to say Black Lives Matter.
But black hair doesn't, does it?
Black hair doesn't matter to Dollar General, does it?
All right. Here we go. Go ahead. Like,
fuck, you're killing what? I was waiting for it to start ringing. I had my...
Journal business speaking, how can I help you?
Hey, I just got a quick question. I was in your... You're right over there? You got a...
Yeah, we're good. We got all the cars, the alarms going off.
So I was in the store there the other day, and I noticed that there were some products behind the little plastic locky things to stop people from shoplifting them.
Uh-huh.
And it looked like most of them were African-American products. I was wondering why that is.
I don't know.
Is there a... Like a larger number of hair activator thefts and cocoa butter thefts than, I guess, white people products?
No, I honestly don't even know why that's all set up that way. I think it was just a fluke accident.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't a freak accident, but so do you have?
Unfortunately, I don't come up with the rules, so unfortunately, we just do what we're told by the planograms.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. So somebody somewhere has done some scientific research that says that these things have a better chance of growing legs and walking out than
exactly
like Aquanet or something.
Right.
All right. While I've got you here, do you have a statement about the Black Lives Matter movement?
No.
So do you not think the Black Lives Matter?
I do not have a statement for it.
What about black hair? Do you think that matters? Hello.
Hello. What about black hair? Yep, we're getting on the news. I can feel it. Those people are going to submit it to a Facebook post or whatever they do.
All right, we're done with that.
Until next week. Oh, Jesus Christ. I am officially terrible at fucking prank phone calls.
So don't you feel hacky doing those?
Yes.
You want to do another one?
Yes. I'm telling you that I feel like confrontational, like I'm being confrontational and like this person is going to, I don't even know how to explain it, man. Like there's zero chance that they will ever know that it was me or any of that, but it just makes me feel like, I don't know, bad. I feel like I'm berating somebody that makes fucking $10 an hour.
Nah, but we didn't berate anybody. We just asked a couple questions.
Yeah, I know.
I'm presenting our case for our our evidence.
The idea, I'm serious. The idea was that if
you can always just get out of it by saying you were hypnotized.
Oh yeah, I'm still hypnotized. With some really good editing, it looks like I'm still hypnotized. So I really do think that if we did that a couple times, you know, and the right person posted that shit on Facebook, we would make it to the fucking some conservative fucking douchebag with people are calling and harassing people about supporting Black Lives Matter. And that would be us.
I don't. That's not the headline that I want. I want the headline about I want to see somebody with a sign that says Black Hair Matters. Like, if I was a black person, that would piss me off. If I was walking through the store and only the products that I was there that were designed for me were locked up, everything else is out wide open, that would piss me off.
So would it piss you off at the store or piss you off at your people for stealing all kinds of shit? Do you think the stores just do it because they're racist?
Yes.
Really?
You just heard that it's a freak accident.
That was funny. This must have been a freak accident. We go by the plantation manager.
Did she say the plantation manager?
No, she said the planogram or some shit. Oh. It made me think plantation manager. That would have been way funnier if she said the plantation manager. Oh my God.
All right, so... Okay, if I'm walking through the local store here, and everything is open except for the DiGiorno stuffed crust pizzas, and I have to call somebody over here, and it's like, okay, so I always buy these, and now you're locking them up.
But how is that personal? If you run a business and this is the stuff that gets stolen that you lose money, it only makes business sense to lock that shit up.
Yeah, but you're assuming that that's the shit that gets stolen. So again, like this is
assuming that
this is another chicken egg conversation. Mm-hmm. Because let's just say it was driven by racism. Mm-hmm. All right, and you're Mr. General. You open up your first store. Uh-huh. Big dollar. All right. So you have your Hispanic aisle, which is mm-hmm. just hot sauce and tortilla shells. Uh-huh. You don't lock any of that shit up because you know all them fuckers are working.
I'd put the little caps on the hot sauce bottles that you got to take off with the tool.
Then you got your white people aisle.
Uh-huh.
Nothing's locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got your black people aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is fucking cable strap through the handles. And
you have to get a key to even get into the aisle.
So how do you know it wasn't set up that way? That they were assuming that black people were going to steal stuff, so they just put all that shit under lock and key?
Because the best way to make decisions like that, in my opinion, is to give people the benefit of the doubt. And the benefit of the doubt would be these people aren't fucking just racist assholes. These people had a reason to lock this shit up.
Couldn't you give the same benefit of the doubt to the black people that are shopping aren't going to steal your shit?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, if all of your data shows that this product is shoplifted, whatever.
But you're pulling that fact out of your ass. I just said, well, how do you know?
I'm giving the store the store is in business to make money. They're not in business to discriminate against black people. If their business is we're going to make money, this product gets stolen. Why? What other reason would there be to lock it up? The idea that they would lock it up because of racism is retarded to me. I don't think that that's a logical conclusion to come to.
I'm not saying racism. I'm saying they're assuming that black people are thieves.
Racism. So it just doesn't make sense as a logical conclusion to come to if you're a rational person.
Right. But you as always, you automatically give the benefit of the doubt to the business instead of the consumer.
No. What? When have I ever done that before this?
What does that matter?
That threw me off. I was like, do I always do that? Oh my God. So if the people are stealing the shit, should the business not lock it up just so they don't give the appearance that they might be racist? Doesn't that seem backwards?
No, if they shouldn't allow black people in the store. If you're black and you want something, send a white person in to get it.
We have a little waiting area out front for you. So I honestly think that they could solve this problem a lot easier if they have a huge problem. If the problem is big enough to where they feel like they need to lock certain products up, just don't sell those products. Then it doesn't. You don't look racist. If you're going to steal this, we're just not going to sell it. Right?
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, doesn't that take care of the problem? Then you're not locking anything up. You're just not selling it. I'm not going to stock a product for people to steal it from me and not try to stop you from stealing. I'm not giving shit away. You don't run a business to give shit away.
I wish I... Right, which is why you should sign up to our fucking Patreon.
Yeah, who's right? LLC needs patrons.
I'm tired of people stealing our shit.
Right.
You know what? What are the chances that all the people that listen to our show that aren't on our Patreon are black?
Pretty low.
That proves it, don't it?
Yeah. That proves it. Proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
All right. You're going to get a kick out of this.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what gig economy is?
Yes.
Okay. Gig economy company launches Uber, but for evicting people.
What? How does that even work?
Since COVID-19, many Americans fell behind in all aspects, reads the website copy. The button below this statement is not for a GoFundMe or a petition for calling for rent relief. Instead, it is the following call to action from a company called Civil. Be hired as eviction crew.
Oh, my God.
This would be so awesome. During a time of great economic and general hardship, Civil aims to be essentially Uber, but for evicting people. Seizing on a pandemic-driven nosedive in employment and huge uptick in number of people who can't pay their rent, Civil aims to make it easy for landlords to hire process servers and eviction agents as gig workers.
Hmm. Interesting. That's sort of crazy.
How awesome would that be?
I know people are going to be pissed about this, but I really don't see a problem with it. I mean, the job has to be done. You were fine when they were taking taxi cab drivers' jobs. This is another job that has to be done. Do you think that we could get in on this action?
I want to. I want to quit my job and then just go to other people's houses and move their shit out for them.
So how does that work when they hire an eviction crew? Do they just literally come to your house, kick the door in and steal your shit and put it on the curb?
Not from my experience.
I've never been evicted. I tried to evict somebody. It didn't work, but
you're evicted. No, I'm not. Maybe you're not.
That's exactly what happened. I went to the fucking courthouse and they said, you have to file a whatever with the sheriff. And the sheriff has to post something on their door and it gives them 7 days to move out. And you can't. I'm like, wait, back up. This is my fucking house. I own this house. And you're telling me that they have 7 days to live in my house and they haven't paid me rent for, it was like 2 or 3 months at that time. So they already haven't paid me 3 months rent. And you're telling me there's nothing I can do. In what way do I own that house then? How does that work?
I can tell you, if we ever find ourselves in a situation where you are my landlord, mm-hmm. we will see each other in court. You will,
awesome. You That's will be just awesome.
You would be the shittiest fucking landlord in the history of landlording.
Why?
Because you can't fix shit.
It's not part of a landlord's job.
Yes, it is. That is.
No. Mm-mm. No. No, I bought the house. You live in the house. You pay me to live in the house. That's where the relationship ends. Done.
As I said, I'll see you in court.
What kind of asshole pays somebody not very much money to live in their house and then takes them to court when they won't fix the fucking toilet? What an asshole. Fix the fucking toilet yourself.
What kind of asshole rents out a fucking house that the toilet don't work?
It worked when I moved out. You break my fucking toilet and then you want me to fix it? Go fuck yourself.
I can imagine like me calling you, hey, Anthony, the fucking sink's leaking.
Mm-hmm. I would say, okay, fix it.
I need you to come over and fix it. You would do one of two things. You would either say, yeah, okay, well then fix it. Or two, I'll be right there. And then you would completely fucking forget about it.
No. You're missing the one thing. I would have a stack of business cards and you'd call me and say, hey, the sink's leaking. And I'd say, all right, hold on. I get my stack. All right, here's the number for the plumber. Go ahead and give him a call. And I'm done. You call a plumber. You get it taken care of and it's fucking done.
And you're paying for it.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. You're paying for it. It's your house.
No, you live there. You leaked it.
I didn't think of it that way.
All of these reasons.
This is why when I move out of your house, mm-hmm. I'm taking the fucking sink. I'm taking the outlet covers.
Yeah, I maintain that shit. It's mine. So all these reasons and more are why I would never want to be a landlord. I agree with you 100%. I would be a fucking terrible landlord because assholes tearing your house up and then, you know, being mad when you don't fix it. Fuck off. People that rent houses are dirtbags.
Fuck you.
That was awesome. Oh, shit. Especially, I think I could be a landlord to, like, if I had a $1 million house and rented it for the appropriate price. But for like low income, man, low income people are shitty. I know, because I'm low income.
All right. So let's role play.
All right.
You're the landlord.
Okay.
I'm calling you about the house you have for rent.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see how you respond.
Okay.
Hi, I'm calling about the 3-bedroom home for rent.
Yeah. How's it going?
Good. Is it still available?
Yeah, it's still available. You want to come take a look at it?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Yo, man, what's up?
What can I do for you?
Ah, calling about the house for rent.
It's been rented already.
Oh. You have a house up for rent.
You sound rich. The price just went up. Asian people have lots of money.
Hey, Holmes. Rent it.
We only got a 1-car garage. Sorry.
All right. How many of you fuckers are there? I think that's everybody, right?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, no, you are 100% right. I would be a terrible landlord. There's no way around that. I think it's mainly because of the first thing you said. I can't fix shit.
Your wife would get so tired of having to go over and fix somebody else's shit.
Have you ever had a landlord that just wouldn't fix your shit? What do you do? Do you take them to court?
No.
Oh, I mean, I didn't know. I didn't know how that works.
Well, so it depends.
There's got to be recourse if they won't fix your shit. I mean, seriously.
The landlord I have now won't fix anything, but will pay for everything.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. That's the same. What difference does it make to you if they fix it or pay for somebody to fix it?
The worst landlord I've ever had is when I lived in that farmhouse. Because
mm-hmm.
He would just show up constantly. Like 4 or 5 times a week, he'd be at the house.
What?
And
for what?
He would just walk in.
Can they do that?
Not legally, no.
That's what I thought. What in the fuck? Did you be like, dude, hey, stop. You can't do this. Did you try to tell him?
Oh, yeah. That's why we ended up moving out.
Oh.
Because he had an Anthony attitude.
Oh.
Well, it's my house.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is his house.
not if I'm fucking living there. It's not.
You were in the wrong.
you should have bought a house. Right. You should have had better credit.
Right. So wait a minute. You're contradicting yourself. You said it's not his house if you're living in it, but if something breaks, it's his house, even though you're living in it. You can't have it both ways. I mean, you do have it both ways because that's the law, but.
you shouldn't have followed up with that. You should have tried to just kept that argument because I was getting ready to get into it with you.
Nah, I mean, I don't like the way it works. But I don't have to worry about it because I'll never be a landlord and I'll never rent a house.
So you don't know that.
I don't know what.
What do you think is going to happen when all our patrons drop after we quit our jobs?
Living in my van. No, I don't know. I'd rather live in like an apartment complex anyways, rather than a house.
That's fucking horrible.
If I was going to rent. Really?
That's fucking horrible.
I've never lived in an apartment complex, so I don't know.
So the good thing about it is that you don't have to look outside because there's very little windows.
That's a good thing. All right.
But the bad thing about it is that with apartment complexes come kids.
No. Oh.
And they run around everywhere. Yeah. Fuck. Okay. So I'm trying to think where it was at in relationship to when I met you.
I think you were living in that farmhouse, or maybe that was a couple years later that you were in that farmhouse.
Okay, so this would have been a couple years before I met you. I quit my job and I took a job about 90 miles away. I was working part-time at a machine shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to go full-time at that machine shop.
Okay.
I worked there for like 4 months, and that's when me and the guy that was running the business was like, there was like cocaine and shit.
That's always good.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. No big deal.
But it ended with me and him getting in a fight. So I quit and moved back. And I'm trying to think of how, God, this was so long ago. So my wife came back to the area where you're in to look for a place for us to live.
Sure.
And I ended up getting a job at the place I was working before where me and you worked together.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So I was at work and she was looking for a place. She found an apartment. She said, everything looks great. You know, it's a nice place. It's new apartments.
Yep.
So she signed the lease. Fuck, this is so fucked up. So she signed the lease. We went and got a U-Haul and moved everything in that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the first time I seen this place was driving the U-Haul in.
Yeah. Right? To unload your shit.
Everything was happening so fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was asking her about, like, so what's it like? She said, it's real nice. They got a swimming pool and it's private. Mm-hmm. The apartment's real nice. Everything is real nice. Everybody that I seen was real nice. A lot of things were real fucking nice.
You should have been the tip off.
So I pull up the U-Haul truck, pull out the ramp, open the door, and there are black kids go everywhere. Like everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Hundreds of them. Like
hundreds of them.
I mean, there were like 15 cars going boom, 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 boom. And I look at her, I'm like, what in the fuck? Like, what are you doing moving us here? So I end up going to the office. Before unloading anything, I go to the office and I wanted to say, like, what's up with all the black people without saying what's up with all the black people?
Yeah, yeah, without actually saying it.
And so I'm in there talking to the lady in the office and I'm like, so what's the deal here? Like, what do we got going on with the population? So I asked my wife, you know, like one of the questions I asked when we were going there was like, is any of it Section 8? And she said, well, I asked that and they said, no. Okay. So what it turns out is in our building, there was one floor that is designated not Section 8. Everything else, all of the first floor and the third floor of our building was Section 8.
Oh my God.
And all the other fucking buildings were Section 8. Yes.
So one floor out of one building was not Section 8.
So I had this little fucking kid, right? So we're there for maybe 2 weeks. And I walk outside and there's a pile of shit right in front of my fucking door on the balcony.
Jesus Christ. I'm like,
motherfucker, man. Why is there shit? Why is there shit? 2 nights later, whatever, I open the door and there's this little fucking bastard standing outside my door taking a shit.
What? In the same place? Like, that's his place? Is just where I shit?
Like, I moved into his fucking territory.
What the fuck?
So I end up going downstairs. I go downstairs and knock on the door. And this obese, just nasty, like Section 8 lady, opens the door. And I'm like, hey, I think your kid shit outside my door.
Uh-huh.
Didn't I tell you not to do that?
Oh, God. That is horrible. So did you end up having to break your lease just to get out?
Yeah, but not. So we ended up maybe a month later.
Mm-hmm.
We left, went to the fucking store or whatever. When we come back, the screen had, you could see where the screen had been cut open.
God, I'm like, damn it.
God damn it. So somebody had cut the screen, reached in, and then unlocked the door and robbed us. So they took, let's see, they got, this is so fucking stupid. So they took my wife's wedding ring.
Oh, my God.
They took my toolbox, and they took my lockbox. Inside the lockbox was concert tickets that I had bought from my wife. For what? Def Leppard.
Whew, good. At least it wasn't anything valuable. That's good. I was worried for a second.
So if you've ever been robbed, you feel completely fucking violated, right? But I was so fucking pissed off. I went everywhere around that complex
banging on doors.
Which one of you motherfuckers is gonna go to Def Leppard? I know you wouldn't have bought them fucking tickets.
Fuck no. Do you think they were disappointed when they saw the fucking Def Leppard tickets?
Can you imagine how disappointed you would be if you take the lockbox from the only people that live in this complex that appear to have money?
Yeah.
You get it back. You finally break into it. And it's two Def Leppard tickets.
God, that would suck. It's not like you can sell them to anybody else in the fucking complex. It would have been great if some guy, he didn't know like who lived in the apartment or whatever. And you're walking out one day and he's like, hey, you want to buy some Def Leppard tickets? Oh my God. That's horrible, man. You just ended up moving out. Didn't you have, wasn't your kid like young at the time? Or your kids young at the time?
Yeah.
That makes it even worse. Fucking hanging around with them kind of people. You know what I mean?
Oh, they weren't allowed to go outside.
You're not going outside. Are you kidding me?
Go play on the shitty balcony. You're not going in the fucking yard.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, you ready to wrap this up?
Yeah.
All right. New patrons. No backstories this week. Nobody signed up for the annual subscription.
Nope. Our private investigator is starving. He's not going to be able to make his rent. He's going to have to get evicted by this app or whatever.
So, okay, if my plan goes according to plan.
Okay.
You follow me so far?
So far.
We're going to have to plan an extended shout out session next week.
Okay.
Because we are going to be quitting our jobs.
Yes.
Because everybody's going to go and sign up at patreon.com/who's right.
Yes. So are we going to have to do like a shout out show? Is it going to be that many? I mean, if they all sign up this week, it will.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Shout out show it is.
All right. Here we go. This one.
All right. Looks like Ian updated their pledge to $65.50. Thank you, Ian.
He is. Would you say if we had to rate, if we have to give a name to our listeners or a nickname,
mm-hmm.
would he be like most likely to be consistent?
Is that a good award to have? Yeah. Yep. Most likely to be consistent goes to Ian.
Well, thank you, Ian. We appreciate it again.
Yeah.
Gab, thank you for signing up.
Oh my gosh. So it looks like there's a note for me to read. This is what?
Oh, go ahead.
This is from Jacob. Thank you for signing up, Jacob. For my sign up, I'd like Anthony to use his Asian voice acting talent to say. Okay. All right. This is the first time I'm reading this, so if it's. What?
I want to kill the music so
we
get it.
All right. Oh, ching-a-chonga, shwing-a-shwonga, Dugga loves wearing a little black thong. Hadouken! That is all.
Thank you. Oscar, my man Oscar, my motherfucking man Oscar.
My man.
If Oscar was black and I was black, he would be my
brother.
Yes. I need Oddball.
Yeah.
To tell Oscar what he is to me.
We need to get Oddball back on, man.
All right. Oscar went from 10 to 50, then up to $101 a month. That motherfucker.
What was the spacing between the 10 and 50 and the 50 and 101? Do you know?
Oh, he was at 10 for a long time. Then he went to a 50 and then within a couple hours went up to 101.
Really? Thank you, Oscar. We appreciate that. That's awesome. Doug's so, man.
My man, Oscar. So what does this do to my relationship with you, Jen?
From your end, I think you're a little disappointed in your son. That's what it seems like. From you, Jen's end, I don't think it does anything, right? You're still his dad. I mean, he still loves you.
No, but I'm willing to put him up for adoption if he's...
like he doesn't kick it into gear here.
So I'm trying to walk a line here.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to say something that we lose you, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want him to feel a little insignificant.
Way to walk that line. I love it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I wonder, okay, so you know, Eugen tags me every day mm-hmm. in Discord.
Yep.
Several times a day.
Yep. Mostly just to tell you you're fat.
You know what's funny?
In case you forgot.
Every once in a while, him and I will get into a DM conversation.
Yeah.
He's not any more friendly in private than he is in public.
We had a conversation, like a Discord call conversation between me and him and Dave. And me and Dave were talking and he was on the call. And every once in a while, he'd just say, "You guys are fucking stupid." Like he was adding nothing to the cover. He wasn't talking. It was like every once in a while, it would just be like, "Oh, yeah, I forgot I'm here. What am I listening to? You guys are stupid." And then he'd be quiet for a while. And it was pretty funny.
All right. So I just blew Oscar. You go.
Amazing Kel. Thank you, Amazing Kel, if I got that right.
Either it's a nickname or they're foreign and don't understand you. So
either way, we're good.
Oh, fuck. Mine's hard. Adavin the Rouge, I guess. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Change your name.
I think we say that every week.
All right. That is it. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate it. We will talk to everybody that hangs out in the Discord.
Yes, sir.
In the after show chat.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Bye.